You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Sirius FM, and the listeners of CII and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are sitting here from the early part of the morning. You heard from our respected Maulana A.R. Khan regarding the Umrah, regarding Medina Munawwara, and regarding the Sahuk message and logistics. So many issues, alhamdulillah. Now we will be in Aziziya, and that is majority of us, because on the 1st of Zulhijjah, or on the 4th of Zulhijjah, most of the Hujjaj of South Africa, we move from Makkah Mukarramah to Aziziya. When we come to Aziziya, first point we should know that Aziziya is part of Makkah Mukarramah. It is a suburb of Makkah. Secondly, we must remember that if you want to go for Tawaf and so forth, you can do that. Every one of us, before we embark on the journey, we need to have certain targets. Target number one is, Insha'Allah al-Aziz, I will perform not a 5-day Hajj, but a 6-day Hajj. We want to emulate and revive the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second, we will complete a Quran Sharif in Medina Munawwara and a Quran Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. And if we can't do that, at least one Quran Sharif as the Mehman and the Yufur Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Third one, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, brothers, sisters, prospective Hujjaj. From now, you brothers, you know, you're standing there, I don't know. I think you should sit, you know, inshallah. That's why I told brothers, come inside, and there's place for everybody. You want a chair, we'll make you a chairman also. This chair is here, inshallah. So, I don't like that, you must stand there, it's disrespectful also. Come inside, inshallah. There's a lot of place. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, a person who performs tawaf 50 times. So you're going for 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks, instead of visiting Dawood Mota, you know Dawood Mota. Bin Dawood's name, we just changed it a bit and we called him Dawood Mota. So we don't have to visit Dawood Mota so much, so we should be there for tawaf, mothers, sisters. So let us make the target, I'm going to perform 50 tawaf. Why? One tawaf is 7 rounds. Kharaja min zunubihi kayomin waladat ummuhu, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, that whoever performs 50 tawaf, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will cleanse him and purify him from all his sins like the day his biological mother gave birth to him. So let us spend our time, quality time, inshallah. Now it is the 7th of Zulhijjah. Now everybody is buzzing. So you know in Islam, the night comes first, the night precedes the day. So for example, today is the 7th of Zulhijjah. All the respective ulama will have their discourses and so forth in the various hotels in Aziziya. And we will tell you what to do. You already performed your umrah. You already shaved your hair, the men. The women, you already cut your hair. You are performing tamattu hajj. Remember that for majority of you, and especially those going the first time, my advice to you, don't think of any other hajj, because then you will remain in ihram all the time for ifrad and qiran hajj, and then you will violate the ihram, and there'll be so many dams for you to give, your hajj will become dama dam dama dam kalandar hajj. You understand? So just forget all that, you perform the tamattu hajj. So it is the 7th of Zulhijjah. Now you must realize that we are South African. This year I believe our quota is 4,500, but then other people get visa, so we go to 5,000 plus minus, right? Sahuk will give you all that inshallah. Let's say 4,500, 5,000, whatever the numbers are. Now my brothers, we are all staying in various hotels. Now we all say we are on the bath tomorrow morning, Fajr time, before Fajr, after Fajr. Now you stand there by the shower, there's no water coming out. Now what? You're going to tell me I must wait for you? We can't wait for you. So therefore, that night after Maghrib, after Isha, midnight, you start taking your shower. And you start preparing for your hajj. That is what you paid your 50, 60, 70, 80,000 for. So that are practical lessons, keep in the back of your mind, make mental notes. So I must know how to fasten my ihram. I'm sure Mawlana Khan or some of the ulama showed you. One step, just here, I'll just show you, brothers. Because sometimes our brothers who wear ihram for the first time, I just look down because I can make off some fire as a South African. That when he fastened the ihram, you must keep your feet wide apart like this. So sometimes they fasten the ihram and they kept the feet together, then they're walking like Mickey Mouse. So you must be very careful, my brothers. And then they don't want to untie it because the whole ihram will fall just now. So brothers, you must be comfortable and make sure you wear your belt and everything, okay? So your sandals and all these things. Okay. So you're going to do all that on the night of the 8th. So tahajjud time comes, mashallah, you will hear the adhan, all that for tahajjud. So between your tahajjud adhan and your fajr adhan, you make your intention. Your 2 rakat salat, kul yal kafirun, kul wallah, and after surah Fatiha, obviously. Then you're going to say after the 2 rakats that Allahumma inni uridul hajja fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. You don't have to say it in Arabic, in any language. Ya Allah, I make intention of hajj, make it easy and accept it. You're performing hajj on behalf of somebody else, you take that person's name. Allah, this hajj I'm performing on behalf of Abdul Qadir Hussein, for example. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala take us all there. You don't perform hajj, just example. So anyway, so you take the full name of that person there. So first your salat. Thereafter your niyat. Thereafter, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. There's another homework. You're leaving first week July, second week, third week July, fourth week July. So make sure you know the labbaik by heart, my brother. What is the best hajj? Al-ajju wa sajju. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Al-Ajju, raise your voice, O man, read labbaik with zeal, enthusiasm, love. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika laka. So our salat, our intention, our labbaik, now in ihram. No husband-wife business. You got? You can't be now holding your wife's hand tight and tell her, darling, I love you. You want to hold your wife's hand for security reasons to cross the street, all that is fine. But no hanky-panky business. Fala rafatha, wala fusuqa. All you agarbati jamaat, you take your cigarettes and you burn them. You got? You're performing hajj. You're the guest of Allah. How can we make dua, Allahumma ajirna minan nar, Ya Allah, save us from the fire, but we starting the fire. Now how is that? So when I tell our brothers this, sometime they ducking and diving behind the toilets and bathrooms, say, Aki mustn't see us, Aki don't see you, Allah is seeing you. So please brothers, the aim must not be a hajj and a umrah. The aim must be a quality hajj, a quality umrah. That is what our aim should be. So we are busy, tahajjud time, already we finished ghusl, and now in our ihram, mothers, sisters, now 3 different categories of people. You the brother performing your hajj, I told you what to do. Second, you performing hajj badal, I told you what to do. You my mother, my sister, lo and behold, you were eating lot of dates, kajur, ajwa and barni and what have you. Now is your hajj, And then the trouble started. The red flag came. Now what? Now they start crying. And they weeping. Allah is punishing me. How can Allah punish you, sister? You're the guest of Rahman. It happened to Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. The best of ladies. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, when she came, a place called Sarif, where Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried. So there she came, she made intention for Umrah. And before entering Makkah, Hayz Napaki started. What must I do now, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, O beloved Aisha, my honorable wife and spouse, if Ali kama yafalul hajj, you do everything, but your Umrah you can't perform, so now you will go straight and perform Hajj, and therefore her Umrah was performed after the Hajj. So the point I want to make, you mothers, sisters, there's no need for you to cry. Remember when you are least. From now, read 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, make our journey easy. Ya Allah, make our Hajj a quality Hajj. Ya Allah, grant us siha and afiyah. Ya Allah, protect all the hujjaj and Haramain Sharifain. So all these du'as daily we should be making. Now we are already Fajr time. Now we have 2-3 different categories of people. One, those category like me, old people. Now, you know, we old and cold now. So what we do? We wait for the bus. You see? So we go. So your agents will tell you that who's going by bus and who's walking and what have you. So all of us, Fajr time are in Ihram already. So Fajr time, you will read Salat in Makkah. If you are remaining in Makkah, very few South Africans stay. It's too expensive. So we read Salat day in Aziziyah. And after sunrise, then we depart. That's the sunnah. So we depart to Mina. Aziziya Mina is very near. So we go with the bus for the old people, sickly people, the ladies. And you, the brothers, remember that you will go walking, many of you. What you should not do, that you want to go walking and your wife is in a bus or vice versa. Your wife falls sick, then what can I do? And you're not there. So remember, husband, wife, if you're walking, you walk together. If you're in a bus, you must be together. So that is something very important, every leg of the journey. Now those of you walking, then you will see some of our brothers, they're going up and down Mina, but they're not in Ihram. Because they belong to the Hajj team. Now they're used to all this. So they will come into Ihram on the day of Arafat. Lot of up and down running and so forth. So you don't worry about them. Say, why he's not in Ihram? And you worry about yourself. Just leave them. They know what they are doing. So remember now, first day. Whole first day, everything sunnah. Nothing compulsory. Our going from Makkah to Mina. Our going from Aziziyah to Mina. All sunnah. We're going to stay in Mina. Zuhur Salat in Zuhur time, Asr Salat in Asr time, Maghrib Salat in Maghrib time, Isha Salat, Isha time. We sleep in Mina, we read Fajr Salat in Mina. How many Salats? 5 Salats. There's a whole process, first day, everything, Sunnah. What are you going to do there, O Hujjaj Baitillah? What you going to do? You all in Ihram. And you brothers, you must be very careful how you sit. You sit like a goalkeeper there, you know. Everything open, you know, understood? So you must be extremely careful. Remember this. Haya, shame, modesty is an integral part, remember, of our iman. So we need to be exercise caution. You ladies, sisters, with them we have a lot of problems the first day. That they will say, somebody took my pillow away, and somebody took my mattress away, and then when they go with the toilets, they see with one eye, they don't want to see with both eyes. Then they will phone me. Now also I was answering questions, and Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan, mashallah, his son told me something. I said, don't worry, your honorable father is lecturing now, and is giving us a good lecture, mashallah. So my brothers, when our ladies go, and they just see the toilets there in Mina, and so they'll send me question, we want to clean the toilets, can we wear gloves and all this and bring this and bring it? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for you ladies, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, وَلَا تَلْبَسُ الْقُفَّازِينَ. You can't wear gloves in Ihram. So sisters, 5-star Madinah Munawwara, 5-star Makkah Mukarrama, then you came Aziziya, 1-star, then you come Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, you will see the real stars. Okay? So don't be, now your expectations are so high. Remember, we are the guest of Allah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. What it means? Ya Allah, whatever is your commandment, I'll carry it out, not for the sake of carrying out. This is a journey of love. Ya Allah, I'm doing it to show my love for you. You said walk, I'll walk. You said run, I'll run. You said sleep on the land and sand, I'll sleep, Ya Allah, for your love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The people who have true iman, they love Almighty Allah intensely. What are you going to do the first day? What an honorable person. Think of it, brothers and sisters. Very important. We are in Makkah. We were in Medina. We were in Makkah. Now Aziziya. Now your last 10, 20, 30 surahs. Your surah Amma. You leave it to complete in Mina. And the last 10 surahs you complete in Arafat. And then you make dua. What you think? Ya Allah, I'm in Ihram. Ya Allah, main to aapka mehman hu. Ya Allah, I'm completing Quran Sharif in Arafat where every Nabi came. Meri dua ko tukrana nahi. Ya Allah, don't reject my dua. What you think? Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote, when Quran Sharif is completed in Kitabul Azkar, 4,000 malaika are coming to say Amin. So do that. You'll do that, my brothers and sisters. In Arafat, we're going to complete our Quran Sharif and make dua. Then in Mina, what we're going to do? Alhamdulillah, we normally with the TTW group travel into a world with Hussein Khan and Brother Ashraf and Brother Hafiz Ahmad Khan, Maulana son and them. So what we do is that I just announced few times. I said, see brothers, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced and said, what are the true qualities of the Haji? Ifsha'us salam. Make salam to the Haji. Not to the woman, you brothers. Some brothers, they look at all the women, they see a lot of noor on their face. So you must remember that, no. Man to man and woman to woman, you make salam. Then what you do? Ifsha'us salam. It'amu ta'am. You feed them. And then layinul kalam. You see people doing some funny things there. People came, different cultures, different background. Speak to them in a very polite and kind manner. We all are the guests of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. My brothers, I want you now, my sisters, my mothers, now you make your intention. I am taking this 50 riyals, I am taking this 100 riyals, I am taking this 500 riyals, I am taking this 1000 riyals, whatever. And this is to feed the guest of Allah Jalla Wala. Now in Ramadan we were there, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, our brother, all of them were there, and they were feeding. So I said, let me go help. Subhanallah, if you see the brothers Ramadan time, what happens? So I used to take, you know, the water and shout, Moya, 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 the brothers take. We bring the juice, they nearly capsize me. Imagine. See, people are hungry, people are thirsty. So you, my youngsters, we make teams. MashaAllah, 20, 30, 40, 50. And we say that today you're going to go and feed the Hajis. Just go to the street and see. SubhanAllah, you are the people. Rather be the person who gives than receives. And practice on the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what we're going to do, brothers, in Mina first day, everything sunnah, we're going to read abundant labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. What we're going to do, we're going to feed the hujjaj. What we're going to do, to read more Quran Sharif. What we're going to do, we're going to ensure we guard our tongue, our ears, our tongue, our eyes, everything. You can't be just checking around there. And the cell phone shaitan, make sure that we're not busy chatting with wrong people, you know. Somebody is sending somebody else's wife a message and all. Funny, funny things people do, you know. So remember that we are the guest of Rahman. First day finish, what's complicated then? Nothing. I was telling you, mothers, sisters, you want to complain. This one took my pillow and this one took my mattress. Everything gets sorted out. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Just keep big heart, little bit. We all are there for a purpose. Allah will give everybody place. So remember that. That's very important. Second day, we still in Mina. After Fajr, a new ibadat starts. What is that? Takbir at Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. When we are in Mina, our camp and our tents are very, very near Majdul Khayf. We follow the adhan of Majdul Khayf. When they are finished with their salat, then we continue with our salat. So after the first salat, we will read labbaik, then we read takbir. Or you read takbir and then labbaik, both ways is permissible. Don't make these things an issue. Now, yes, certain things happen on that day. Some brothers who are walking, they want to leave 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning and reach Arafat very early. Permissible, yes, permissible. But it is against the sunnah. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, we leave Mina for Arafat after sunrise. So remember, regarding Hajj, is authentic hadith. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, khudu anni manasikakum. Take my actions of Hajj and you emulate it, imitate it. When we imitate, emulate the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah 3 verse 31, fattabi'uni. Imitate me immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah. You become the beloved of Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive you your sins. So those of you who are the walkers, it's fine. You can leave 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, before Fajr, whatever. But you should wait at the border of Mina, and then after sunrise, you start walking. So that will be acceptable and sunnah. But this, to leave early and reach there in Arafat, sunrise time, before sunrise, definitely is against the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us try and perform our Hajj as nearest as possible to that of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we read the Labbaik, we read Takbir al-Tashriq. That day the agents are busy. What is Hajj? Al-Hajj Arafah. Why in the whole world did Allah Jalla wa'ala choose Arafah? Why? You see, my brothers, the hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Before Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala created me, you, and Nabi Adam alayhi salam, the souls, the spirit, the arwah were created. In the realm of the spirits and soul, alam arwah, Allah posed the question, Alastu bi rabbikum? Am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Quran says, Qalu bala. So when we going to Arafat, we are renewing our pledge, our covenant with Almighty Allah. Anta Rabbuna, you are my sustainer, nourisher, not my shop, not my job. So that is what we are going to do. So we will leave and the buses will come. My brothers, is 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 buses. 1 million people, 2 million people walking. Everybody's aim, Arafat, Arafat, Arafat. The most important day in our life. From now, start making dua. Ya Allah, Arafat nasib farma. That is what we should be doing. So that is what the aim is all about. Don't get involved in unnecessary talk and so forth. Now we are focused. Either we're walking, either we're going by bus. We reach there 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Wonderful facilities, 9 Arafat. They got a made-up lawn there, and they got wonderful facilities. All the stories people tell is all history now. So you carry on with the geography. So remember that. So that is now that. So you, the man and woman, you go and have a nice breakfast. Then you, the man, nobody got the haram. So anyway, chalo. So this is my ihram, right? The upper garment and lower garment. You know there's no underwear, right? So you remove your upper garment and you leave it there. For you, the man, woman, you don't do all this. So you must remember this. So you, the man, you remove the upper garment. You will find a lot of water there, bottles there. You just take that. It's for hot also. You don't need towel also. So you just take that and pour water over your head. What is that? That is the sunnat ghusl for Arafat. In 3 minutes, 5 minutes, you dried already, remember that. And if you want to dry yourself, just use your ihram and you dry yourself. So what we're going to do when we reach Arafat, we will have breakfast, we will go settle down, we will find our camp, everything, and then we take a nice bath. Thereafter, relax. Sometime our people are in their josh. They want to start the ibadat. When the exact time comes, then they flat out and then they want to sleep it. No, you see. So rather you relax for that half an hour, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours and everything. When the time for Zuhr comes in, the adhan will be given. Now here we got two parties. Those of us who want to combine the salat, the Zuhr and Asr salat. So remember, if you want the madahib and the schools, so the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's two honorable students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, they say you must combine the salat in your tents also. So we combine it. We read Zuhr and we read Asr and we combine it. Why? Because the whole afternoon Allah is telling you, mango, ask me, I'm going to give you bighayri hisab, unlimited. Allah even changed the salat time. But those of you who want to follow Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, so what we do in our camp, we have two imams, Zuhr, Asr, we combine, and then we appoint the imam who says he doesn't want to combine, then around 4:30 or so he will make the Asr salat. And those brothers who haven't performed the Asr, then they will make it, and then we make the dua and so forth. So don't make arguments and all this one is right. I gave it to you, both are acceptable, no problem. Okay? Now, what we going to do in Arafat? It's very, very hot, brothers. 40, 45, it's midsummer. 50 degrees sometimes. Don't try and be a brave person. I'll go stand in the sun. We get sunstroke. We're not used to it. We collapse. Our women just collapse. And big problem for the medical people. So stay in your tent. Stand as far as possible. And what you going to do? Du'a'i wa du'a'ul anbiya min qabli. Every Nabi came to Arafat. And every Nabi read, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa ala kulli shaykh. You read that. You read labbaik Allahumma labbaik. You beg Allah in any language. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Read, remember salawat, durood sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make dua for yourself. Make dua for your family. Make dua for the marhumin. Make dua for the ummah at large. Who is going to cry in Arafat for the usara and the yatama? Who is going to cry for the orphans of the world in Palestine, Syria, Yemen, all these places? Who is going to cry for our brothers there who are incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay? Who is going to cry for the refugees of this world? So therefore we are there, my brothers and sisters. Remember, we have to cry. We have to beg and beseech Almighty Allah. The sign, our Arafat is accepted. When the sun goes down, me and you must leave Arafat. Because Maghrib, Isha, we're going to make in Muzdalifah. We must leave Arafat. Our heart must bear testimony. Yes, Allah, I made so much tawbah, and your mercy enveloped me, and you accepted my Arafat. Everyone, my brothers, make this intention. I will leave Arafat with a positive frame of mind. If negativity comes, remember that is the satanic waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. Immediately say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. And don't kill time there and waste time. Sometimes, you know, we experience ajeeb things. Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan, other ulama will tell you. One day a sister came to me. She said, in Arafat, I want to ask you a question. I said, ask. She said, I want to make dua my mother-in-law must pass away quickly. You see? Now how you can make dua like that in Arafat? So, you must, that is the time we have to make dua for the hidayat of people. Not for the destruction of people. And make special dua. Allah protects the Haramain, Sharifain, Majlisul Aqsa, all. Make dua for our beloved country and the whole world. So many challenges the Ummah is facing. So there will be lunch, there will be all the meals provided, everything, enough juice, enough water, everything is provided. You've got nothing to worry about. Okay, travel very, very light. What you need your medication, you need your kitab, you need your hajj mat. Some of you go with so much weight. Then you come by me and say, I'll make dua for you, Baji. I don't want to carry your bag. You understand? So you must remember this, travel lightly. From there, now we're going from Arafat to Muzdalifah. My message to you here is this. Those of you who can walk, walk. From Arafat to Muzdalifah. Why? It is night time. The sun has set. It's 2-3 million people going from point A to point B. And remember, everybody is going in the same direction. The buses can take, believe you me, brothers, 1 hour, 2 hour, 4 hour, 5 hour, 6 hour. Now in this day and this age. Because you know, the traffic, the volume is just too much. So if you can walk, walk. And Muzdalifah, wherever you get placed, there's no camps, nothing, you just park off there. So remember, 5 of you, 10 of you. Again, remember the law. Husband, wife must be together. Father, daughter must be together. Not one in the bus and one walking. Those of us like myself, we old and what have you, we have to look after the hajis and so forth. So we go in the bus and we make dua in Arafat. And even now, Ya Allah, make our journey very, very easy to Muzdalifah. So you got it now, my brothers? When we reach Muzdalifah, we're going to read our Maghrib, our Isha, we're going to combine, whether male, female, musafir, mukim, you traveler or resident, so all of us will combine. The Maghrib and Isha Salah. Therefore, Muzdalifah means to combine. Before you sleep, you're going to pick up your pebbles. Remember, sometimes you find youngsters there running around, and they will show you, they'll tell you, shaitan, shaitan, you know, and all that. They're selling the pebbles also nowadays. Hajj is an expensive business now, you know. So you want to buy from them, you buy. Otherwise, you go yourself and just pick up, mashallah. Then you're going to sleep in Muzdalifah. That's the best sleep you'll get. You are tired, you're exhausted. Subhanallah, that 1, 2, 3 hours sleep we get in the open sky. Then you see the real stars. Not the 5-star of the hotels. The real stars you see. And then inshallah, that we wake up the Tahajjud time, Fajr time. One problem you will experience in Muzdalifah, the bathrooms are full and the queues are long. So remember, try and look for such places because you have to time yourself. It mustn't happen you're waiting in the queue and the sun is rising. So therefore, to keep water in your buses is very important. Sometimes you will have to just stop the bus and we read Maghrib Isha. Sometime we'll take off all the water from the bus and then we distribute it and tell everybody use this drinking water for your wudu. The bathrooms, toilets are chock-a-block, so at least everybody can read Fajr Salat on time. So try and ensure all of us that we spend that night there. Don't look for loopholes and so forth. Thereafter, first day, we left after sunrise. Second day, we left after sunrise. This is the third day. We're leaving Muzdalifah back to Mina. So what happens here, that if you're going walking, then it's very easy, that after your Fajr, and then you make wukuf, yesterday you made wukuf Arafat, now wukuf at Muzdalifah, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you make dua, and you walk. From Muzdalifah, you come into Mina, it's very near, if you are walking. By bus, then what happens is, that the traffic is so much, so most probably you will still be in Muzdalifah when the sun rises, sometime you're out, so that is beyond your control. But tell everybody we're leaving before sunrise. What we do, our group, we don't go from Muzdalifah to Mina. We go from Muzdalifah to Aziziyah. We go from Muzdalifah to Aziziyah. I'm speaking of the buses. Why we go to Aziziyah? So now people want to freshen up, people want to rest and everything. Because the 10th of Zilhijjah is a very, very busy day. You have to pelt, you have to slaughter, you have to shave your hair, cut your hair. And if you want, you can start performing your tawaf ziyara. So to prepare the people, we take them by bus to the hotel there in Aziziyah. And then 9, 10, 11 o'clock, we start walking. Those of you who stay in the hotels, you will know all the hotels are in 1-2 lines there. So if you just walk maybe about 0.5 kilo or so, you will find buses there. Those buses take you free of charge and they take you straight to the Jamarat. So remember, make a note of that. That when you're in Aziziyah on the 10th, from Aziziyah, buses are going free of charge. So mashallah, you just go in that bus and then you'll come out there by the big Jamarat and you have to walk a little bit, but you will find it inshallah. Remember the principle that Umrah, when you came from Madinah Munawwara, then you saw the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, no more Labbaik. That's in Umrah. In Hajj, in Mina Labbaik, Arafat Labbaik, Muzdalifah Labbaik. Now we're coming there to pelt the big shaitan. So you pelt, finish now, no more Labbaik. And second law, remember, by the big shaitan, no dua. Nor on the 10th, nor on the 11th, nor on the 12th, nor on the 13th. Big shaitan, pelt, smile and go away. No dua. We got it? So always remember that. Okay? Thereafter, you will contact your agent. Your agent will put a big boards there in your hotel, tell you you are number 786, you are 8910, whatever. So you SMS him and tell them that I have pelted. Then they will do your dhamme shukr. And after 1-2 hours, they'll confirm your dhamme shukr is done. Then you go to the barber and then you shave your hair. You, the man, shave your hair. You get triple reward. And you, woman, you cut your hair. You ladies, you don't have to wait for your husband or your brother or father or another sister. You can just take your own hair there in the bathroom wherever or in your camp wherever where no men are. You just turn it around your finger and you cut your own hair. Totally permissible. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhum performed the Hajj, all were in Ihram. So how they came out of Ihram? They had to cut their own hair first. So remember that if you are done with everything, you pelted, the slaughtering is done, nothing is left beside the halq wa taqsir, that taqsir, and that is you shave or you cut the hair, so you can do it yourself also. So the man, if you're a good barber, you shave your own hair, fine, mashallah. The woman can do it themselves also. Now everything is halal for you beside husband-wife relationship. A hungry man is angry man also. So therefore we keep them separate still. Some of them, they run quickly to the hotel. So we always warn them, remember. You still got tawaf ziyarat. Make ziyarat of Kaaba first, tawaf ziyarah, and read your 2 rakat salat, make sa'i in your normal clothes, then you make ziyarat of your wife. Okay? So you must remember this kind. My advice to you, that 10th, Makkah is full. 1 million people performing tawaf. Ground floor, first floor, second floor, fourth floor, and it's packed. So we, if you want to go, you can go. But you ask our advice, we say that you should go the next day. So inshallah, when you go the next day, you will find the crowd is very small comparatively to the previous day. And that will be your tawafu ziyarah. Then the 11th, the 12th, the 13th. Very easy. The pelting time, that first day, you pelt in the morning, you pelt in the afternoon, all is permissible. But the 11th, 12th, 13th, so remember you're going to pelt in the afternoon or you pelt in the evening. It's summer, the days are long. فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ You pelt on the 11th, 12th and then you go away and you're going to make tawaful wida after that before you depart. So your hajj is finished. Remember you sisters, tawaful wida falls away from a lady who is in a menses. And because Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha was in an apaki. When they entered, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. When they were departing, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha. Allah Ta'ala let this happen so the precedent can be set for humanity and posterity. Nevertheless, me and you, inshallah, from now make that intention, we are going to stay there on the 13th. There's nothing to do in Azizia. Makkah is packed and the Hajj ministry, Sahuk also will tell you it's best for you to stay there in Mina. So mashallah, we announce all the different agents, you want to go, you go, send all the hajis here, and we stay there, mashallah, we have a talk, we make the final dua, then we read Zuhur, Salat, lunch, everything, and then we take our luggage, and then we go and pelt. Small shaitan, you pelt, you make dua. Medium shaitan, you pelt, you make dua. Big shaitan, you pelt, and you move away. That will be your hajj in a brief. You know, I just gave you the most important aspects of it. Before you depart, then is tawaful wida. Brothers, 1-2 last points before we finish. From now, start reading 2 rakat salat. Ya Allah, make our journey very, very easy, very, very safe. Second one, we must go with love and respect. See, brothers, I want to give you and leave you with this one verse regarding Makkah and one verse regarding Madinah Munawwarah. Here in South Africa, America, Asia, wherever we are, beside the Haram Sharif, we make intention to commit a vice, a sin. It's not written as a sin. But from Makkah, from Mina, from Muzdalifah, the Haram area, Almighty Allah states in the Noble Quran, and think about it seriously. وَمَنْ يُرِيدِ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. You make intention and irada of a son, Almighty Allah will unleash his punishment on you. So my brothers, you see, the work of Dawat Tabligh, the work of Khanka, the work of welfare, all are important. So say, Ya Allah, that accept everybody's work, Alhamdulillah. But we must go as lovers and with people who have adab. Second verse, you are in Madinah Munawwara. My heart bleeds, I cry. In front of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people are busy with the videos, with the selfies, and it's a carnival attitude. What the Quran says, Surah Hujurat? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tarfahu aswatakum fawqa sawti nabi, wa la tajharu lahu bil qawli ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din, an tahbata amalukum wa antum la tashurun. In the presence of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah in the entire universe in creation, you show disrespect, all your good deeds are wiped off. Meaning that nothing is left because we showed disrespect to the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I leave you with this one poem and think of it seriously. Allah jalla wa ala take us with that love, with that respect. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. Ma faza man faza illa bil adabi. No person can go there unless you have true adab and love and respect. Wa ma saqata man saqata illa bi su'il adabi. And no person will be rejected, at least when he goes, unless he goes with bay adabi and disrespectful. We make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Almighty Allah accepts our ziyarat, our umrah, our hajj. We thank our capital group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his brothers, his family, his parents, and all of them, that what great khidmat they are doing. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. May Almighty Allah accept all the radio stations. I spoke of Markaz Sahaba, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, our Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, and our brother, Hafiz Shabir Basha, Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal, CII, our brother Ashraf Sidat. So may Almighty Allah accept all of us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. And we have to thank Hafiz Wadi, the coordinator of this whole program. Barakallahu.
Avondale Musalla, corner of Avondale and Argyle Road. Musalla open for 5 daily Salah as well as Jummah Salah.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.